Our purpose for living. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Our purpose for living. We have sort of forgotten what our purpose for living is. We think our purpose is just to go from day to day doing day to day's responsibilities. Day-to-day's livelihood activities. We think that our purpose for living is to get up in the morning and out on the job, work for our pay, and then come home and take a short break, enjoy our family or enjoy whatever the evening might bring us, what we might give it, and let ourselves be razzle-dazzled away from being what our real purpose is for living. Our real purpose for living is to live as a mental being, to live as a being designed by a mental attitude, not designed by physical attitude, not designed to eat, not designed to sleep, not designed to play, not designed to go out and do sports, not designed to... You say, oh, those are all wonderful things. Oh, those are wonderful things. Oh, my God, those are wonderful things. And what do we talk about? Oh, we love to talk about the people who are doing wonderful things. We talk about Federer and how what a wonderful tennis player he is. Well, he is not a tennis player. He is not a tennis player, and we've forgotten all about that. And we think we remember, but we don't really. Because we say, well, that's him. He is tennis. The game of tennis is his life. That's his fun. That's his joy. That's his delight. And he has taken his mental capacities 100% and put them into the game. And sometimes he forgets his way as he gets all of the applause and all of the appreciation by people who think he's doing such a wonderful job. Well, he knows that he's not really doing a wonderful job at all. He knows that he has only begun expressing his purpose for living. Now, what is Mr. Federer's purpose for living? How can we feel so grand that we can say what another person's purpose for living is? Well, all we have to say is it is not tennis. Mr. Federer's purpose for living is not tennis. Obama's purpose for living is not to be the President of the United States. Your purpose and my purpose is not to be the name that we hold, the person that we are. Our purpose for living is to enjoy life 100% every moment that we live it, to enjoy who we are, to say, I am ideal, I am wonderful, I like me. To say, this is a wonderful world. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're here. That's the purpose for living, is to call it good. In the first chapter of the Bible, we read, it was designed by the divine creative cause, and he called it all good and very good. He called good what he created, and do you and do I call good what we create? How rarely do we do that? How rarely do we say, I like my body? How rarely do we say, I like the people I create in my world? How rarely do we say, this is a wonderful world, filled with wonderful people? How rarely do we say, when someone challenges us, oh, they're terrible? Or how rarely do we say, hey, they're an inspiration? How rarely do we say, they're an inspiration? How rarely do we look at the problems in life and call them just opportunities to express the divinity that's within us, the divine quality that's within us, to be all that we are, to be our purpose, to be living who we are? Do you go home in the evening and say to yourself, I'm going to just do nothing? Do you work in your garden and say, what a wonderful thing I'm doing? Do you sit with your friends at mealtime and say things about other people or other circumstances? Or do you say, what a wonderful world this is, what a wonderful world I've created, how beautiful are all the people in my world? Do you say that? And the answer is no. You don't say that because that's not what you believe is the purpose for your living. You believe the purpose for your living is to belittle others, to find others and tell them how they can improve their lives and how they can be more beautiful. And you tell yourself how you can be more beautiful and how you can be more wonderful and how you can be more fantastic and more satisfying. And what a sad, sad commentary on our belief of our purpose in life. Our purpose in life is to be divine, which is no hard purpose because that's what we are. Our purpose in life is to find good in all things, to find good in all people, to find good in everything wherever we are. No matter what we watch on TV, or no matter what we watch in a movie or watch in life, no matter what we see other people doing or ourselves doing, it's our purpose to find the good in that, to find the joy in that, to find the peace in that. And if someone wants to pick you apart and pull you down and trample all over you, you say, everyone loves me. Everyone surrounds me with my pure white light of love. And I surround them with their pure white light of love. And I surround me with my pure white light of love. And I see all the world beautiful. And I see all the world fantastic and glorious. And if I for one second think about anything as a troublesome problem, I tell myself, my life is a troublesome problem. But when I think of my life and everything in it and everybody in it and every experience that I have as being good and very good, have I got the ability to say that? Do I have the ability to say to myself and to my world, all is good and very good? Do I have the ability? Do I have the right? Do I have the knowledge? Do I have the sensitivity to say that? Why have I been created on this wonderful earth? Why have I been created as me, by my name, Herb Byerly? Why have I been created here? To make mistakes? No, I make them, but I'm not created here to make mistakes. Am I created here to forgive myself for making mistakes? No, hardly. I don't forgive myself for doing anything. What I do is I choose to be my ideal self. I choose to take all of that which I am and express all of that which I am. I choose to express the divine in me at all times. I choose to express my highest and best at all times. I choose to be my highest and best at all times. I choose to have fun. I choose to live my life as a joyous, wonderful, fantastic experience. And I choose to be me all of the time. I choose to be me under all circumstances. I choose to be me. There is nothing else on the face of the earth that has any interest for me than to be myself. And to be myself and appreciate what I have created. Appreciate this body of mine. Appreciate this mind of mine. Appreciate this life of mine. Appreciate what I have created in my world around me, the people I've created, the circumstances, the experiences, to appreciate everything. And if I ever belittle anything, even the tiniest belittlement that I can make, like feeling sorry for myself or defending myself for anything that I have ever done rather than speaking the positive aspect for anything that can be done. If I defend myself for anything that I did in the past, if I defend myself for having been a child or having been stupid or having been foolish in any way, I am reliving that experience and I'm giving that experience power to be again in my life. I'm giving that experience power to be relived in my life. I have one life to live, and it's not a matter of living 50, 100 years, 200 years. It's not a matter of time or space. My one life that I have to live is the life that I am living now. I could be on my deathbed, and the life I'm living on my deathbed is the life that I am now. And I might be on my deathbed for years and years and years, for centuries. Yes, indeed. I might be on my deathbed as I am, as we all are. We are on our deathbed as long as we are unable to recognize that all is good and very good. We are on our deathbed as long as we do not realize that this is a great life, a good life, and I love it. And I love everyone in this world. I love everyone in my universe. And everything is good and beautiful and wonderful. I have nothing to be sad about. I have nothing to be glad about. I live my life in the joy of my heart continuously. I am continuously living in a state of joyous happiness. I am continuously living in a state of great bliss. And that's right now. That's not tomorrow or another time, or it's not what I did in the past, or it's not what somebody else did. Nobody can live a life as wonderful as my life. Nobody can live an experience in this world, in any world, as glorious as I live it. As each one of us say this about ourselves, we come to the conclusion that now is the time for my good. Now is the time, and this is the acceptable time, for who and what I am. And I am the glorious, wonderful being that I am, because that is not what I know my purpose to be. My purpose to be is to be myself and have fun. My purpose to be is to be myself and listen to the divine within me. My purpose is to train myself every moment of my existence to be listening to the divine within me. Every moment of my existence to be living, to be listening, to be learning, to be aware of the divine within me. Every moment of my existence to be expressing the divine within me. To be living the divine within me and knowing that nothing else matters one little bit. Nothing else matters. Nothing else could matter. Nothing else will matter. I have seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, millennia of time. But all the time that I have is absolutely meaningless, because the only time that is the time of right now. The only time that I live is right now. So therefore, the only time that has any purpose, any dignity, any integrity, any reality is right now. And I close my ears, I close my eyes, I close my sensitivity to anything outside of me. I don't need to know the world I created, because I live in my inner world that I created outwardly. And my inner world is the only world I live in outwardly. My inner world is my world of peace and love and joy, unconditional love for me and all that I create. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's all that is, and that's all that I ever need to experience in my life. My purpose for living is to be me right now. My purpose for living is to know the divine within me is the only reality in my life. My purpose for being is to recognize that there is a divinity, and that divinity is in me, and I am that divinity, and I live that divinity every moment of my life, and I live that divinity now. And that's all that matters to me. That's all that matters to anyone in the world. And that's all that I care about. What is my purpose for being, for living? My purpose for living is to be myself and have fun. To be the finest, the greatest, the most wonderful expression of the divine within me. And the divine within me can do anything and does do anything. And once I come to recognize that I am the divine within me, doing everything and anything, I live a fulfilled life. And I live a life that does not know anything outside of me, because I live in that inner bliss. And that inner bliss includes everything I create in my world, but everything in my world is a reflection of me, a reflection of my inner bliss. Really. Everything in the world is a reflection of who I am and who everything is, what all goes on in my world. This is my purpose for living. My purpose for living is to 100% express outwardly what I am inwardly. And when I learn by expressing inwardly, living inwardly, who I am, I realize that I knew it all the time, and that now I express that inwardly, that inward divinity that I am, outwardly, every moment of my life, every now of me. This is my purpose for living. This is your purpose for living. This is the only purpose for living. Join me in taking 100% of your time as I take 100% of my time and concentrate on my inner and let my inner express outwardly as its total divinity, as its total purity, as its total love, as its total joy, as its total bliss, now and forevermore. This is who I am. This is who you are. This is your purpose. This is my purpose. This is the only purpose. And how great it is. How truly great it is. How truly great it is. I love you. I love you. I love you. My beloved creation. And I will always say, you are my beloved. Because you are my creation. You are from the divinity within me. And that's the only way I will ever know you. That's the only way I will ever know me. And that's the only way I will ever know all that is and all that exists. I love you.